she call up. Man, I look into my nephew's eyes. Man, you wouldn't believe the most amazing things that can come from some terrible night.
You are bathed in radio waves, TV broadcasts, probably telepathic messages, from other minds deep in thought.
Listening to the radio at the same time.
And this radio simply makes audible something that you thought was inaudible.
Hi, I'm Rachel T.
Hi, I'm Eva.
Hi, I'm Rachel G.
We are all Girl Scouts, and this is WGXC ACRA.
Turn out or tune in to two of the world's greatest percussionists performing in Catskill at the Avalon Lounge on October 16th from 8 to 10 p.m. Composers and percussionists Tatsuya Nakatani and Bobby Previtt perform with a live web stream at WGXC.org. Turn out or tune in for Tatsuya Nakatani and Bobby Previtt performing at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill on Sunday, October 16th from 8 to 10 p.m. Find out more in the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of One Universal Media of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Like good old tap water. Just turn it on and get it.
Your baby. Radio listeners, you're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Georgia, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we are here every week to talk about books.
Books we love.
Books we hate.
And bookish.
And bookish.
Things. And that's what we're going to do today. Because that's what we do
every day. Or else it wouldn't be called Bound by Books, it'd be called Bound by Everything But Books.
Everything except. Maybe not everything. I don't know. We're not bound by every single thing.
That would be problematic if we were bound by everything. My brain is very tired right now. Yeah. I'm trying to get to function, but it's on almost dead mode.
Oh dear. Sorry to hear. I have moments of that too. But anyways, we should talk about some books.
Yes.
Would you like to go first, or would you like me to go first?
Why don't you?
Okay. So I decided that this week I wanted to share some books that are either recently out or coming soon that sound good. So I'll start with one that is out that was written for teens. It's called Nothing More to Tell by Karen M. McManus. And there is a book by Karen McManus that we read for Battle of the Books one year called One of Us is Lying that was really fun. It's a little page-turning mystery about some students in school, and one of them dies while they're in detention, and they're trying to figure out who amongst them caused this student's death. And so it's kind of like The Breakfast Club, but with a dark side. So here's the description for this one, Nothing More to Tell. 4 years ago, Bryn left St. Ambrose School following the shocking murder of her favorite teacher. A story that made headlines after the teacher's body was found by three St. Ambrose students in the woods behind their school. The case was never solved. Now that Bryn is moving home and starting her dream internship at a true crime show, she's determined to find out what really happened. The kids who found Mr. Larkin are her way in, and her ex-best friend, Tripp Talbot, was one of them. Without his account of events, the other two kids might have gone down for Mr. Larkin's murder. But instead, thanks to Tripp, they're now at the top of the St. Ambrose social pyramid. Tripp's friends have never forgotten what Tripp did for them that day, and neither has he, just like he hasn't forgotten that everything he told the police was a lie. Digging into the past is bound to shake up the present, and when Bryn begins to investigate what happened in the woods that day, she uncovers secrets that might change everything about St. Ambrose, about Mr. Larkin, and about her ex-best friend, Tripp Talbot. 4 years ago, someone got away with murder. More terrifying is that they might be closer than anyone thinks. Dun, dun, dun.
So, is this a novel?
This is a novel for teens.
For teens?
Yes.
It sounds amazing. I'm reading it.
Yeah, it sounds really good. I think I like the connection to a true crime show. I'm curious how that will fit in.
Mm-hmm.
But another one I'm excited about, and these are all novels. They're not graphic novels, which you know how much I love not graphic novels, but these are all novels, which I also love.
I'm fine with novels.
They're called novels. Just kidding.
I'm fine with novels.
Exactly. Okay, so the next one just came out this week, and it is called Attack of the Black Rectangles by A.S. King, who is one of my favorite authors. And I think this is one of her first books for middle grade readers. I think she has maybe just one other book. Most of her books are written for teens, but this one's for middle grade readers. And here is the description. Award-winning author Amy Sarah King, A.S. King. Oh, I guess when she writes for middle grade, maybe she goes by her full name. I don't know. But anyways, A.S. King takes on censorship and intolerance in a novel she was born to write. When Mac first opens his classroom copy of Jane Yolen's The Devil's Arithmetic and finds some words blacked out, he thinks it must be a mistake. But then when he and his friends discover what the missing words are, he's outraged. Someone in his school is trying to prevent kids from reading the full story, but who? Even though his unreliable dad tells him to not get so emotional about a book or anything else, Mac has been raised by his mom and granddad to call out things that are wrong. He and his friends head to the principal's office to protest the censorship, but her response doesn't take them seriously. So many adults want Mac to keep his words to himself. Mac's about to see the power of letting them out. In Attack of the Black Rectangles, acclaimed author Amy Sarah King shows all the ways truth can be hard, but still worth fighting for. So that is Attack of the Black Rectangles, and that's a middle grade novel. What would you do if you found a book in the library that had all these words blacked out?
I would probably go to the librarian and ask her what happened, and then I'd look up the book name at home and find a PDF of it and then look.
I'm curious if they talked to the librarian about it. And if it was in our library here, unless it was like, if it was just a couple words, I might just write in the words, but otherwise we might replace the copy if it was a lot of damage. But I think sometimes school library budgets are like trickier. Like it's not as easy just to like replace any book that gets damaged. I don't know if that's still the case, because I have never been a school librarian, but my mom was one, and I know she had like certain time periods where she could like order stuff. So there were some limitations around ordering. But yeah, I'm curious to check that out. I also have never read The Devil's Arithmetic. I'll need to do that sometime. I like Jane Yolen. And I had one other book that I wanted to share that I'm excited for this month. And it is another novel for middle grade. And it is called Island of Spies. It's by Sheila Turnage. And Sheila Turnage wrote a book that I really loved that got a Newbery Honor called Three Times Lucky. I don't know if you've ever read that one, but it was really good. And the audiobook is excellent, if anyone likes audiobooks. But this one is Island of Spies. And here is the description. From the Newbery Honor-winning author of Three Times Lucky comes a middle-grade World War II spy mystery with as much humor and heart as high stakes. 12-year-old Stick Larson lives on Hatteras Island, North Carolina, where life moves steady as the tides and mysteries abound as long as you look really hard for them. Stick and her friends Rain and Neb are good at looking hard. They call themselves the Dime Novel Kids. And the only thing Stick wants more than a paying case for them to solve is the respect that comes with it. But on Hatteras, the tides are changing. World War II looms, curious newcomers have appeared on the small island, and in the waters off its shore, a wartime menace lurks that will upend Stick's life and those of everyone she loves. The Dimes are about to face more mysteries than they ever could have wished for, and risk more than they ever could have imagined. So,
that sounds awesome.
That sounds really fun. And I really loved that book, Three Times Lucky. I haven't read the other books in that series. I should someday, but that first book was so good. But that's what really drew me to this one at first, was the author artist's name, but then the description sounds really good. I think the mix of like historical fiction and like mystery will be really fun. So that one's not out until a little bit later this month. It comes out September 20th, but you can keep an eye out for that one. But yeah, those are three books that I'm hoping to read this month or sometime very soon. So what did you want to talk about today, Georgia?
So I read a book called, and probably a lot of people know this book, it's very popular, but I just read it. It's called Be Prepared by Vera Ruskell. Oh, yeah. And so I'll read the description. And it's really good. And yeah, I definitely recommend it. Dear Mom, camp is nothing like I expected. I know all my rich friends back home think I'm weird, but I was sure that Russian summer camp, everyone would be like me, and we'd sing songs and eat s'mores and be best friends. Nope. The girls in my tent are 5 years older than me, and they do not want me here. This camp has no electricity, no plumbing, and absolutely no candy. And the outhouse, I can't even think about the outhouse without gagging. I can't survive 2 weeks of this. Please come get me. Please. I'm desperate. Love, Vera. I love how the description is done in a letter to her mom.
So what do you think of the book?
It was a great book. Really, really good.
Yeah, I don't remember the story very much on that, but I do remember really liking it a lot. I like Vera Bresgal. Her work is very fun.
And I think that this is inspired off of her experiences as a kid. Did I just say expired on her experience?
So. Maybe you did. Okay. But I heard you correctly.
Okay, so I probably said inspired.
I also like, I think basically anything set at summer camp is fun for me, as long as it's written well. The story.
I love summer camp books, except I've never been to sleepaway camp.
Maybe you will someday.
I want to. Maybe next year.
Yeah. In my memory, it feels like a bigger part of my childhood than it actually was. I mean, I went on a lot of trips with my Girl Scout troop where, like, the parents were with us, but I think I only went to sleepaway camp a handful of times, like, outside of that, like, where I went away for, like, a week or two. It was always
also,
with the Girl Scouts.
Emily, do you have anything that you're looking forward to?
In life?
Yes, in life.
Oh, sure. I have stuff I'm looking forward to. Well, I could tell you about an upcoming library event I'm excited for. Next Tuesday, September 13th, at 4 o'clock here at the library, Hudson Area Library, Lemony Snicket and Lisa Brown are going to be doing an author and illustrator talk sharing their picture book, Goldfish Ghost.
Lemony Snicket?
Yep. And Lisa Brown.
The Lemony Snicket?
Well, assuming Lemony Snicket can come, because I hear sometimes his assistant, Daniel Handler, comes instead, which is really Lemony Snicket. They're the same person.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. When? What time? When?
It's on Tuesday, September 13th at 4 o'clock.
Tuesday, September 13th.
But yeah, so Lemony Snicket and Lisa Brown are, well, Lemony Snicket is an author. And Lisa Brown is both an author and an illustrator, but for the book Goldfish Ghost, they work together. And they've done other books together, too. So Lemony Snicket wrote the words, and Lisa Brown did the illustrations. And she's done some other books that we have in our collection for older readers, too. She did The Phantom Twin, and she did the illustrations for Picture the Dead, which I really loved, by Adele Griffin. And then, of course, Lemony Snicket has the series of Unfortunate Events, and is it Who Could... I forget what the series is called, but, like, Who Could This Be at That Hour or something like that? There are a bunch of question books, as well as he's written books for adults and teens, too.
Super into Lemony Snicket's work. I actually haven't read any of his books, but I'm really into the show version.
Oh, yeah.
Usually, show adaptions of books aren't the best, but there are a few exceptions. A Series of Unfortunate Events, I do not watch it when I'm happy because it'll immediately take me down. But if I'm just gloomy, I watch it. And basically, it's just these orphans and just bad things happen to them over and over. I love it so much.
Yeah, that was a fun series. I actually preferred the books to the show, so you should read them sometime.
Yeah, I'm going to.
They're really well written.
Let me stick it.
And Goldfish Ghost is really sweet.
I'm going to eat lemons.
But yeah, so that's Tuesday, September 13th, 4 to 5 o'clock, in the community room at the library. They'll talk a little bit about writing and do a little illustration, and there might be some music. We'll see. But yeah, so I'm excited for that. In addition to writing really great books, Lemony Snicket contributed portions to this book called, I think it was called The New American Haggadah, and there's a section of it that we use in our Haggadah. So like every Passover, we read some of his words. So I look forward to being like, thanks for that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, we have a lot of programs this month at the library that I'm excited about. We have the Ghostly Gallop is going to be in person this year. I'm excited for that.
Woo!
We have a really cool exhibit in the library right now. It's part of the Hudson Eye Festival. We have sculptures and paintings by Stacy Petty that are on display in the community room and in the main space of the library. So all these like really cool sculptures throughout the space that are really, really neat. And I love that. So I hope everyone will check that out while they're here. Stop by the library sometime soon, see the art. What are you excited about?
So school started a week from yesterday. And currently I'm really excited about band. I'm doing band at my middle school. I'm in sixth grade and I'm doing band. I am playing the trombone with two of my friends. And I'm super excited. And yeah, so I had band today, but like we haven't gotten it. Nobody's gotten their instruments yet. So we just basically talked about like rules and worked on music reading. I really like that he doesn't expect everyone to know it, because I've had some music teachers where they're like, okay, and they make you read music, and then some kids are like, huh? And then they're like, you don't know how to read music? I'm not telling you. Go home and figure it out yourself. But he's focusing a lot on that, which I really like. My band teacher is super nice, so, and I get to do it with two of my friends, and they're both playing trombone with me, and I'm super excited. Well, actually, three of my friends are also in band, except they're, one of them is playing the flute, and two are playing trumpet, but I don't really see them since they're playing different instruments, but.
How did you choose trombone? Or were you assigned it?
We weren't assigned. Well, I really like the sound, and also my dad played trombone in high school band. I mean, he wanted me to try something else because he wanted me to be my own person. And my dad was like, be your own person. My mom was too. But I just really like the trombone sound, and it's really fun to play. Basically, to play it, you just do this into it. You basically
lovely.
Just blow raspberries into it. To play, and to every once in a while after you're done playing, you have to open something called a spit valve and empty out the spit into the sink. It's pretty gross.
Yeah, you don't have to do that with piano.
Luckily. But I'm so excited. So,
I wonder how many instruments have spit valves. It's a good trivia question. But I also wonder if there's an actual answer. Do we know all of the instruments?
I am going to look that up now and see how many.
The other question is, how much spit can a spit valve hold? Like, presumably at some point it gets filled up and you have to empty it. But is it like so much that they don't have to worry about it when they have like a concert? The mystery of the spit valve.
Two types, so baritone and contrabass saxophones, trumpets and trombones. Okay. So trumpets and trombones and baritone and contrabass saxophones. And woodwinds don't have spit valves. I think tuba has one. I don't know. I can't get a clear answer.
It's okay. Someday we will know. Or not.
Someday.
We'll just live in mystery, thinking about spitballs valves all the time.
Or I could ask my band teacher.
Yeah.
I'll get back to you on that next week.
Yeah. Tell him you want Spit Valve 101. Well, I look forward to hearing it sometime. I've never played a trombone. It always seemed fun.
Yeah. It is fun. It's harder than it looks, though. Gotta say. I tried it out, and it's hard. It's really hard to hold a note.
Yeah. I think basically every instrument is kind of hard.
Yeah. Also, you have to, like, sort of half speak into it. Hmm. Like, you're like, doo. But it's like, it's super hard. Basically,
maybe you should check out that book, Scout Is Not a Band Kid, that I read. That was a graphic novel.
Sounds good. I am officially band kid.
You're a band kid. So is Scout, technically, eventually. Not when she first joins. Anyways, on that note,
we are
just about
out of time for today. We hope you get lots of quality reading time. So we'll be back next week to talk about some more awesome books. Until then, happy reading!
Bye!